One, two, and go. The only time we break that rule is between measures in 20 and 21, where I'm going to speed up measures 17 through 24 a little bit faster, and we don't take a breath between measures 20 and 21. Now, the first verse is mezzo forte through the entire first page. Okay? Now, basses. I don't want to hear this. Da. We only give energy on the moving notes, but the long notes seem to just kind of hang there and do nothing, and it's uninteresting, and we flat. So instead, sing it one, two, again. First two systems. One more time, bass. One, two, three. No. Here, but listen to this. One, two, again. Also, it will help if we don't go spur, not spur, but stack. One, two, again. Bar 7, my bad. Yeah.
For to set thy people free.
Do that again. One, two, again. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, back at measure 1. I'm measure 1, my bad. One, two, again. Together. One and and two, all go.
No. That first chord wasn't a chord. That was just noise. Sing it and tune it and listen. Sing it again, go. Something there. Come on, like long stick to Jesus. Okay? Come along. Come along. Go one, two, and go. Different words. Good. So on this first verse, all of that is all mezzo forte, right? Okay. Then when we get to the next page, page 17, the first time through is forte. Second time through, it's mezzo piano. You make a mark with a pencil or a pen. There's your 17. First verse is forte. Second verse is mezzo piano. Remember, there's no breath or break between measures 20 and 21. We will push the tempo forward a little bit faster at 17. When we get to measure 25, the first verse is mezzo forte, and also the second verse is mezzo forte at measure 25. When we get to 29, it stays mezzo forte for the first verse. It starts to crescendo in the second verse. And then that first ending on the word part, you're decrescendoing. Now, if you want to go ahead and flip the page over to measure 33, we will have crescendoed to a good, strong sort of forte by the time we get to the downbeat of measure 33. We're adding another crescendo in measure 35, so that as we hold that, we're going all the way to fortissimo, double Fs. We take a breath, except for obviously the post in the leads at the end of measure 35. And on the final glorias in that measure 36, put a fermata over the rus. And then when we get to measures 37 and 38, it'll be a nice, long, and slow decrescendo towards the end of the song. So, we kind of know the first page in terms of pitches. Let's make friends with the pitches on the second page. Measure 17. Will you not sing? Will you not hum? Will you just use your ears and read along as I play the pitches beginning at 17? Okay, there you're starting pitches.
Still pitches, but we do want to move that forward a little faster, please. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art. Remember that the rules to that are, if the word following the word T-H-E starts with a vowel, you always pronounce it the. Oh, no. If the word after T-H-E starts with a consonant, it's the. Oh. Okay? So, those are the rules. And here we are, 17. Israel's strength. 1, 2, and 3. Up pitches in a quick second. Born thy people. 1, 2, and go.
No.
Beginning. Second verse. Born, no R, and it's piano. 1, 2, and 3. First with tenors. 29 and take the second ending. 29. It is raise us. 1, 2, and tenor. Good. Thank you. Can I hear with that leads, please? 29. Raise us. This is lead and tenor. 1, 2, go. Good. Baritone, same spot, 29. Raise us. 1, 2, and bury. You're way overshooting it. Glorious throne. Really get it up there nice and high. Sing Glorious Throne. 1, 2, and go.
Glorious.
Almost. Now, watch this.
glorious throne.
Again, one and two. Again.
Glorious throne.
Bass, back at 29. Some finessing. but we kind of know it, sort of. Your homework, memorize the words, okay?
Memorize the words.